Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And now, after the fact, issue number 30 in our 30 Issues in 30 Days pre-election series. This is the topic which got sandied out last Thursday, the day the series was supposed to end. It was titled, Is This Any Way to Elect a President? So let's do the post-election version based on what actually did happen on Tuesday with Larry Norden, Deputy Director of the Brennan Center's Democracy Program at NYU. Larry, welcome back.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
First, if there was one headline from the voting experience nationally on Tuesday, it seemed to be long lines, not even counting New York and New Jersey, which had our unique little weather problem. Were the lines worse than in most previous years?
They were certainly worse in New York and New Jersey. I think they probably were a little bit worse in certain places like Florida and Ohio in this presidential election than they were in the last presidential election. And that had something to do with cutbacks on weekend early voting in both of those states. But this is a chronic problem. We saw long lines in states like Virginia in 2004, 2008, and we saw them again in 2012. So maybe a little bit worse in some places, but it's a long-standing problem.
There's a Hart survey sponsored by the AFL-CIO that found 22% of blacks waited 30 minutes or more to vote. Only 9% of whites did. And it's not new. In 2008, an MIT survey that I saw cited by Think Progress found blacks had to wait twice as long as whites on average. If these studies are remotely accurate, then the system has a disparate impact that can only be described as racist. Do you have stats of your own at the Brennan Center?
We don't. This is a really difficult issue to study. But one thing that we do know is that, elections are run at the local level, at the very local level. I think people often think there are 50 different elections. In fact, there are thousands of different elections. They're really broken down to the county and town level. They're underfunded, and I think that it should not be surprising when you run elections that way that the poorest communities are often going to the most poorly funded communities are the ones that are going to suffer the most with things like long lines. And long lines, frankly, are a manifestation of lots of other problems that are going on in our elections.
Heidi Moore from The Guardian wrote this week about what a 1959, she cited that year, relic our voting system is. I don't think there was anything particular about 1959. I think that was just symbolic to her. But including the au courant method of voting, which is the optical scan machines like the new ones in New York. This is the state-of-the-art response to Florida 2000, filling in bubble sheets like the SAT and slipping them into a scanner with a poll worker looking over your shoulder?
Yeah, I don't, you know, it's funny. I think we do have to modernize our election system, and I think there are a few ways that we need to do that. There was a somewhat negative reaction to the optical scan system in New York this time around. I think part of it is just it's the first presidential election that we've used it. I don't have a problem with that system. It gives us a paper record. It can be done very efficiently and quickly. It actually reduces errors if we compare it to the lever machines, believe it or not, and other kinds of systems. And, you know, we're actually behind in New York in the switch to new voting technology. Most of the country uses these systems. In most of the country where they've used optical scan systems where we fill in bubbles, it's worked relatively well. I don't think the problem actually is the technology of the voting machines. I think there are other problems. I think there are problems with we have a 19th century registration system, so people are getting to the polls, and they should be there, and they're being told that they're not because there is a problem in data entry. I think there are problems that we don't know what to do when a machine goes down. We're not prepared for that kind of thing. I think there's a lot that we could learn about making lines move more quickly and efficiently from retail experts that have studied this using human factors and usability studies.
Mm-hmm.
We could modernize in all those ways. I don't actually think it's the filling in the bubbles that's the problem.
Governor Christie surprised a lot of people by implementing a last-minute email voting system to compensate for Sandy, and it had problems. But in theory, wouldn't that be amazing if people could simply vote by email? No lines there. Did you look at how well that worked?
It would be amazing. I don't think it worked particularly well. And unfortunately, I think we're a long way from lots of people voting by Internet. Most security experts that have studied this, almost all of them, have said that we're just not ready, that it's too risky. There are other ways to make it easier for people to vote that we know work. I think, you know, what generally...
Go ahead, sorry. Well, I was going to ask, what are some of your favorites?
Well, I mentioned earlier was modernizing the registration system. That is the biggest cause of problems on election day. It's kind of a crazy system that, you know, you have to fill out a piece of paper to register to vote. And then when you move, if you don't remember to fill out a new piece of paper and notify the old office that you haven't, that you've moved, the roles are incorrect. Somebody's that gets your information, can't read your handwriting, types it in incorrectly, so your name might not be found. That causes huge lines. It causes lots of frustration for people. It leaves hundreds of thousands of people not being able to vote a ballot that would get counted. All we have to do is computerize that system, automate it, so that when you show up at the Department of Motor Vehicles, it asks you when you fill out your forms, is this for registration purposes? If it is, that goes right to the Board of Elections, and all your information is updated. When you change your address for your Social Security check or for your driver's license, all that information automatically goes there. It's all electronic, and so when you show up at the polls, all of the information is accurate. That would really help shorten lines
Your group also proposes a national clearinghouse of voting machine problems.
Yeah, well, that would be I think would help solve a lot of problems. We do this for consumer products. We do this for cars. We do this for planes. You know, one thing that we saw on Tuesday in New York was these optical scan machines were failing, and poll workers didn't know what to do. Well, you know, that same kind of problem has happened in other counties and states that have used these machines. And if there was some database where New York State and New York City could have looked at it and said, hey, here are the big problems that happen the first time you use these systems in a presidential election. Here's how we prepare for them. That could have saved a lot of time for New Yorkers.
All right. There you go with issue number 30 in our pre-election series. Never mind that it was after the election. Is this any way to elect a president? The after-the-fact end of our 30 issues in 30 days election series with Larry Norden, Deputy Director of the Brennan Center's Democracy Program. Larry, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Brian.